Let's talk about something that a lot of people worry about when switching to a plant-based or vegan lifestyle, and that's protein. So there's animal protein and there's plant protein. So we're going to discuss the difference and why plant protein is better. So plant-based eating is on the rise, and studies show that the diet helps to protect both men and women against diabetes, heart disease, and cancer. Plant-based lifestyle refers to a diet in which individuals eliminate the consumption of animal and animal-related products. However, one of the most popular concerns on the web related to plant-based diets is the sources of protein in this lifestyle. Yes, animal products like meat have protein, but they also have saturated fats, cholesterol, toxins, antibiotics, and hormones, making plant-based proteins the number one choice. Here's a list of plant-based sources of protein that will provide you with the necessary nutrition while keeping you full and energized. Number one, soy. Soy comprises of all the essential amino acids and is a complete protein. Other plant-based proteins contain different amino acids and have to be combined with other food sources to make them a complete protein. Just make sure you're getting organic, non-GMO soy. Number two is edamame. Edamame is fresh soybeans. They contain 18 grams of protein in every cup. You can buy it in frozen form, in their pods, or pre-shelled. It can be prepared as an easy snack. All you need to do is steam or boil the pods in water, sprinkle some salt, and your dish is ready. You can also add shelled beans to stir fries and soups. They can also be used as a dip. Number three, tempeh. When you buy tempeh, you might see a white layer on the outside. Don't worry, this is safe to eat. Tempeh is made using partially cooked whole soybeans that are fermented to form a dense loaf. It has a chewy texture and provides about 15 grams of protein in every 85-gram serving, along with healthy gut probiotics. There are several recipes on how you can add these to your sandwich, your salad, burger, or just pan fry or roast to eat. It's easily available in regular grocery stores. Number four is tofu. Tofu contains 13 grams of protein in every 85-gram serving. This could differ for different brands and varieties. You could buy tofu in many textures like silken, soft, medium, firm, or extra firm. You can add it as an ingredient to your desserts, to a soup, salad, or pan fry or scramble to use in a curry. Number five, soy milk. Most non-dairy beverages don't contain protein. However, soy milk has 8 grams of protein in every cup. Soy milk can be used in smoothies or cereals. It's available in flavored varieties as well, but these contain a lot of sugar and should be avoided. Number six, whole grains. Plant-based diets include several varieties of whole grains. Each of these contain different quantities of protein. For every half cup, quinoa contains 4 grams, buckwheat 3 grams, oats 3.5 grams, farro 4 grams, and brown rice has 3 grams of protein. You can eat whole grains in different forms as per your taste and preference. And number seven is nuts and nut butters. 2 tablespoons of nut butters contain 5 to 8 grams of protein, while a quarter cup of cashews, hazelnuts, peanuts, walnuts, and almonds provide around 6 grams of protein.